Do you tire of constantly learning useful information? Well, have no fear. We have no structure. We have no information. We just have a grand old time.
Welcome back, Ramblers. How the heck you doing, Christopher?
I'm doing well. I didn't know you were still alive.
The intro was janky. The time's been janky, but we are coming back.
We're back and better than ever.
I don't know about better than ever, but we're back.
I mean, dude, lots happened in these last, 4 months of your hiatus?
We're close to six at this point.
Close to 6 months.
Considering in just a few days, my youngest child now will be 6 months old. Where does time go?
The last time listeners heard us talking, your baby was not born yet.
I was looking at our notes. The last time we talked, it looks like my wife traveled for a baby shower recently. We talked about the statute of limitations of buying services, which happened to me in January of this year, so 9 months ago.
Dude.
So I have no earthly idea.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I've been interviewing other candidates for your position.
Yeah. You know, the worst part of that is it's true, and you left me in the text message thread where you interviewed someone.
I mean, her and I were trying to make a business deal, and you were just caught in the crosshairs there.
I was. I'm glad it fell through on your end, hopefully.
Well, I haven't told her no.
Oh, this is your formal announcement. We're back and you're out.
There you go. There it is.
It's for me. So let's do a short recap, I guess. We'll start with you, the better looking one of the two of us.
Yep.
What you been doing for 6+ months?
I mean, I've been living life, dude. To be honest with you, I haven't told you this because I didn't want you to feel like you had to come back sooner than you should have, which you should have been back months ago. Every week I come into this room, I open the laptop up, start a Zoom, I just talk to myself.
You just sit there for an hour, 2 hours and hope it works?
Yeah, and I don't post it, I don't actually record, I just delete the recording. I just to keep my chops fresh, dude.
Ooh, make sure you're always ready to go.
Just to keep the pod voice going. So that's what I've been up to. It's just been chill. Got through the summer. I had green grass. I know that was one thing I was like talking about months ago. I had green grass, dude, and then it got too hot. And we can't water every single day. It's just not feasible.
Do y'all don't have like a watering restriction?
We had a it's not mandatory, like an optional one. Like, hey, we request that you do this. So we just, because, I mean, it's so much to keep up with how hot it is. We just did every other day watering, not because we were told to, just that's what we were like, that's just this best bet for us. And the grass is still green in the front because it got some shade, but the back just isn't as beautiful as it was, in March or April, May.
I got a question. So when you say you do it every other day, does that mean you truly do it every other day? And since there's 7 days a week, you are always off? Or do you have it like consistent?
No, it's not
days?
A Monday, Wednesday, Friday thing. It is Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, like that.
Oh wow, see, that's too much for
me. If it rains heavy for more than 5 minutes, that counts as our day of watering.
Okay.
So then, even if we watered the day before, that's a new day, and then we go from there.
Wow.
Yeah,
a lot to keep track of.
So rainy days are the best days, and if it rains
rainy days
a lot,
are always
a
the
lot,
best day.
I sometimes like, dude, that could cover 3 days of watering.
3 days. That'll give me enough of three. Wow. Okay.
The other big thing, my second child just turned one yesterday.
Oh my god, it was yesterday, you're right.
Yeah.
I know we saw you this weekend for the party, but wow.
Yeah, so 1 year old.
Big news. What's it like to be a father of two for a year?
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. I still think one, like the transition from zero to one was not like a shock or like it was just that was bigger than one to two.
Fair.
Just because he's been just such a not even chill, just different baby, but more on the chill side. It's
Sure.
just, I mean, granted, that first month of the NICU was absolutely bonkers, but it's such a blur of how, like, that felt like such a long time. Doesn't feel that long ago, but it feels like forever ago. And it wasn't
So
that long ago.
are you more chill or is he more chill? That's what
See that? Okay, so
I
that's actually kind of crazy. With my daughter, the first, I'm still not like chill. Like she does something, I'm like,
Yeah.
oh no, she just broke her foot. This dude would like crawl, and he just bangs his head against something intentionally, and he just looks at you and just keeps going. And I
Yeah.
don't freak out. But her dude's like, it's not because she's like a little girl or like just because I don't know. Because I guess because he's so young and he just does things, he's like fine. Whereas her, I've always been like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that'd be a question for my wife if I'm more chill as a parent now. I still think for a while with him, I like overreacted to everything, just like I did with her. Like if he spit up and I was like, oh my God, this is not good. Take him to the hospital. And she's like, no, that's normal for babies.
Fair. Okay. I just think it's an interesting concept because, like, I know for me, our first child was significantly more chilled and laid back than our second is. But I am more laid back with our second. So I'm like, oh, whatever. He wants to crawl and look in Sloan's food bowl, go look in the dog's food bowl. Like with our first, I was like, no, he can't. We got to have a gate around it. Appropriate times where Sloan can enter and exit. Like, making sure he's not going to eat the dog food. I'm like, eh, if the youngest one tries it, he'll figure out he doesn't like it.
Now, how's being a father of two boys? How's that been?
Right now it's not really a crazy world. Right, the youngest one is crawling slowly.
But he
So
started crawling early. That this
yeah.
dude's been and like he's been moving early. So like
Yeah,
he's about
no.
to be 6 months, but 2 months ago he was still moving.
Yeah, he started moving at about 4 months, so he was moving pretty early on. Luckily
Strong neck.
still gets distracted pretty easily, so like I can put him down and do dishes and he doesn't go too far. But when he gets his mind set on something, and his favorite thing right now is water cups.
Any
So
water
like
cup.
well like the like tumblers kind of, like Samantha carries right, those to-go water cups around. Well, so she puts them down on the floor because it's easier to grab, I suppose. And wherever he is, it's just like a beeline for them. Like there's no stopping him between that and the water bottle. The other day,
Distractions.
I looked and he had the straw in his mouth. I'm like, dude, you can't be having no water. He's trying to over here get some water. So he's just a hoot and a half. It's hard because our oldest one wants to play the same way that I play with him. He wants to play with our youngest. So like we wrestle and, tug and push and, roughhouse as boys, and it just doesn't always work the same way.
That's like the hard part is like the older sibling being like, hey, like they are baby, and yes, they're growing, but like not to the point of you could play with them yet. You gotta give them another about a year.
Yeah, you got to give them some time where they're strong and can stand on their own and do a lot of things before you can really like play with them. And then obviously the concept of, our oldest has rules. You don't yell in the car unless you're hurt or in danger, right? Just to make sure I'm not swerving off the road. Like use your pleases and thank yous. Don't grab things out of people's hands, right? Our youngest, he got no rules. He grabs out of whatever hand he wants, takes whatever he wants, screams when he wants, and you can't say anything. You're like, well, he's a baby. Like, I don't know what to tell you. But the
like
2-year-old
our
doesn't get it.
get like he'll pull our daughter's hair and she looks at me like, why are you not yelling at him? I'm like, well, it's different. Like
Yeah,
he doesn't know what he's doing yet.
I
He's
can't
just
help you.
grabbing because he doesn't know any better.
Yeah, so that's a hard one, but fun nonetheless. But my big news. So I'm now a runner.
No, we cannot start this on the
I'm a
first episode
runner.
back. We have two listeners. They're gone now.
We're down to
Things in
one or
the
we're down
pot.
to zero. I'm a runner. I run. I have a
You're a
set
track star,
goal
bro.
per week. I like to get my runs in, like to get my exercise in. I'm not fast by any standard, but I enjoy it. I enjoy what I'm doing.
I got the title for this episode. I can't wait to type it in.
Oh,
No.
gosh.
Oh my gosh. You doing 12 miles this week, you said?
Yeah, 12 miles. I'm
We're on
3.1
Tuesday. How
in.
many?
A 3.1 in.
Okay.
Tomorrow's a 4 miler,
Okay.
and then Friday or Saturday is a 5.
Okay. So you're going to be
So,
at 12.1, or are you going to be
yeah,
like,
no, I'll probably be at 12.1,
okay.
just because I did a 5K yesterday. So, trying to pick up my running status.
Oh boy.
No big deal.
What we need to do is your next week's pod, you do it while you're running.
No way. I'm breathing too hard. I'm a chubby little boy. That should be the there's your title. I'm a chubby little boy. There's your title.
That's not it. I already got my title.
So yeah, we'll see. But yeah, so that's kind of my big update. I obviously have updates on
You
Pop
sold your
Heads.
Funko collection.
No, would never sell the Funko collection. I actually got one I haven't told you about. Well, I told you. You told me where it was. I didn't tell you I bought it.
Which one?
The Jacob Toretto.
There we go. Okay.
So I got it because I'm like, eventually I'm gonna collect Fast and Furious. I don't know
Five,
when.
4 or 5 bucks is not bad.
Yeah, it ended up being $4.27 with tax. I'm like, you can't beat that.
No, that's a
Like,
steal.
let me get it. Just hold on to it for a little bit, and when some Fast and Furious ones come up, I'll pick them up, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Like I've seen, there's two Doms out there. I know there's a Brian out there, and then there's another Dom while in his car. So I'm like,
Ooh.
those are gonna be like cool to have at some point,
For sure.
but no, my big find, and I don't even know when the last time we talked about my big finds, but I don't know. But I have Harry Potter as a train set, so I have Harry, Ron, and Hermione all on a
I
train.
think that was after the hi during the hiatus.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. Those are pretty cool. And then I got a big Ron, Harry, Hagrid, and Hermione from the first movie, Sorcerer's Stone, where they're talking to Hagrid in his hut.
Yeah.
So I got some cool ones still, some on the rise. I think those are my big ones. I've moved on. I still have the office, collecting the office. I'm like 8 away from the office being done, and then I'm moving to Harry Potter as my collection.
Ooh,
Yeah,
Harry
so
Potter.
I've dedicated to that. In the hiatus, I think it took me almost the whole hiatus, I finished the series Suits. I started and finished the TV series Suits, I'm pretty sure.
See, and that's when you know we were all gone too long.
Yeah, too long. Well, yeah, I started and finished a whole series of 9 seasons.
Oof, that's insane. What were your final thoughts rated on a scale from one to either 5 or 1 to 10?
Okay, so I'll do 1 to 10,
Okay.
and I would say, so 1 through 7, I would say are probably like an 8.5 to a 9. I loved
Okay.
it. I loved the cast. I thought it was great. If I'm rating the whole series 1 through 9, I would drop it to probably like a 6.5 to 7,
Okay, that's what
because
I have it as. Is this
I
seven?
really did not like losing Meghan Markle and I can't think of her. Her name's Rachel. His name is Mike in the show.
Yeah.
Like losing them was a big blow, and I didn't feel like what's the she's really famous, the blonde lady. It's her name's
Oh,
Samantha.
yeah.
Super famous. Is it
Heigl,
Katherine Heigl?
Katherine
Okay.
Heigl, yeah.
Like I didn't feel like she needed to be there or added a lot to this story.
Yeah,
Like I think
yeah.
she had her place and point in time, just like all the characters, but I didn't think she needed to be a mainstay.
Yeah.
So yeah, so it, I mean it was fine. I was happy to see it end. End of the day, people may look at me weird. Lewis Litt was the best character. I
No, I
loved
think,
Lewis Litt.
I actually think more people than you think love Lewis Litt.
Really?
But I can't, I yeah, he was my least favorite character.
Oh, big fan of Lewis. Obviously, Mike's up there. Harvey would be outside the top 5 for me.
That's insane.
Harvey would be outside the top five. I mean, Lewis, it's Lewis and Mike are top two for me. I loved Lewis in every scene that he was in.
That's
Just
crazy.
so unique and different. He was fantastic.
That's insane.
He was fantastic. Trying to think, do I have any other major updates? Oh, I'm a reader now.
Oh
On
boy.
the second book
A
of
reader
these
and
six
a
months.
runner?
I'm a whole new man. And I still collect the Funkos, you know? So like
Why are we reading? This is news to me. This is like legit news to me,
so
right?
I read one that was like how to raise grateful kids in an ungrateful world.
Okay.
No joke, I was standing in our church lobby waiting on my wife. I picked up this book because I was bored, read the first chapter, was like, I'll read the rest of it. So I read the rest of it.
You stole
That's
the
how,
book from church?
yep, haven't returned it yet.
All right.
Probably will this Sunday now that I've talked about it. And then the second one is I got asked to be a part of a leadership training or leadership development course through our church.
Okay.
So I have to read the second book in order to be a part of that. We meet this month.
Oh,
So
okay.
that's the only reason I'm reading that one. I have spent 6 weeks reading it, and I am 58 pages in and hating every single minute
Hold
of this
on.
book.
Hold on. You're 6 weeks into this book and you're 58 pages.
Yeah. I
Dude,
mean, I don't read every
you're
day.
not even averaging 2 pages a day.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm significantly less than that.
That's absurd.
Significantly
See,
less than
I don't think you classify yourself as a reader then, buddy.
that.
I know you're
Sure.
this. No,
It's like a third of a page a day.
no.
And that'd be pretty darn good for me.
I mean, that'd be like somebody who scrolls Twitter saying, "I'm a reader."
Absolutely. And
I
I
mean,
would support them if they were to say that.
I don't know if I can support that "you're a reader" tag yet.
Here's the thing. I have to read all of it by the 23rd, so I'm gonna have to restart it because it's been so long since I've read the
How many pages?
first page. So I have to read eight chapters. I don't know. Eight chapters. Well, it starts on 113 is the start of chapter eight.
Dang, okay.
So I gotta read 124 pages. That's like half the book.
Okay. And you're just under a third of the way done, but you're actually not really a third of the way done because you have to.
Gonna have to reread it.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So maybe I'll start devoting some time to that. Probably not, but we'll see.
Now, will you pick up another book after that one?
Nothing that has piqued my interest as of yet.
Oh,
You know, it's got to be something that piques my interest. It's got to really rub my fancy.
so really, what I'm getting from this is you looked at your desk. What else is new about me? You saw the book and then you said, "I'm a reader."
Well, yeah, I looked at my desk, saw the book, and I am a reader. I've read two books. Those are the two books. Well, one and a half books, one and a third book. Okay, one and an eighth book that I've read are more books than I've read in like 10 years outside of that. I didn't even read books in college. I just pretended like I did.
Oh man, that you tell
I
we don't
stared at
have
the
notes
page.
for this show because Austin's just pulling stuff off his desk.
You just rolling with it. There's one thing I'm looking at on the left side of my screen. You keep seeing me look over here. I have a story from the hiatus that it doesn't look like I told. I once again, there's a lot of things on here that I don't remember the stories of.
We did no cleanup, no prep for this. We literally, like Austin said, saw each other this past weekend. And I was like, when are we doing this thing? And it helped that number one listener, Brooke, texted like, "Yo, where are you guys at?" So we discussed it. We're like, Tuesday night, it's happening. And that's where we are, Tuesday, 10-1. And so we no preparation. So what's this story?
So I'm looking at the story that
I'll
who
be able to
knows
tell
what the
you.
other five or six that are listed on here, like Popeyes and what is a meal? I couldn't tell you what that's supposed to mean as a
Oh, I remember
note,
that one. I remember
but
that one.
this note I got. So it was after the birth of our second son. So it was probably April, I'd say, because he was born early April. So yeah. So let's just say it was April, May before it got too hot. We were sitting in the backyard on a Saturday and we were just chilling, you know, taking in the nice weather. Our oldest son was playing outside. My wife and I were talking. and the dog's laying outside and nothing's really happening, and you hear a mower start, and we're like, oh, the neighbor's mowing the yard, like, cool, no big deal, right? And it keeps getting closer, and I'm like, okay, so it's got to be like my direct neighbor, right? Not a couple down the road,
Right.
and he's right up against my, he's getting closer to my fence line, like that's where he's going to start for his mow. And then out of nowhere, the dog jumps up and starts barking at like the fence line. And our dog doesn't bark at the lawnmower. So I was like, well, this is weird. And around the corner comes this guy mowing our lawn. And I'm like, I wave at him and I'm like, hey, like, what are we doing? Trying to negotiate with him and try and figure it out. And his primary language is not English. And so I'm like, hey, what's going on? And so he couldn't tell me. So I walked to the front to find hopefully somebody else that could talk to me, because I, heaven knows I can't speak a lick of Spanish. I might be able to understand some of the cuss words people say at me, but that's about all I got. And so I walked to the front and find this guy, and he's like, yeah, we're supposed to start mowing lawn, your lawn today. I'm like, not me. Like, I got two working legs and two working hands, and I'm not afraid of heat. Like, I'm happy to mow. And he said, yeah, this is your address. And he showed me his phone, and it was our address, so the same four numbers in the same order, but one street over.
Oh.
And so this time while we were sitting out there, I guess they had done the whole front yard. They had mowed it,
Oh.
weeded it, blowed it, like the whole nine yards. And so they were getting ready to start the back, and I was like, well, sorry guys, thanks for the free mow. Like, I'm not paying you. I don't want you to be here. I mean, our lawn looks great, let me tell you.
Best it's ever looked.
Yeah, no, I tell you, these guys were phenomenal. If I was to ever pay for it, I would definitely use them. But so that was kind of wild, getting that experience and that, free mow job going.
Oh, yeah. Man.
So yeah, okay, so you remember this Popeye story. Tell me this Popeye's and what is a meal? I'm interested now.
So this, I mean, I did not realize how long we have not done this.
It's been a long time.
So we had a garage sale back forever ago. And my wife's like, hey, I'm gonna go pick up food while you and the daughter hold it down. We were selling like crazy, dude. I was just making bank that day.
Bank.
I mean, we were selling our daughter's stuff out of the garage. And she's like, where is that going? I'm like, oh, they're gonna borrow it. She's like, oh, they'll bring it back. I'm like, no, nah, they're borrowing it forever.
For good, sorry.
And so I was like, I'm gonna go to Popeye's. I'm like, cool. And so maybe you answer this. Maybe somehow I'm in the wrong. I don't believe so. I said, I want the chicken sandwich meal,
Okay.
a Coke with a biscuit. What would
Chicken.
you come back with for me?
I'd come back with, well, I'd walk up and I'd say a chicken sandwich meal. So whatever comes with that, I'm just gonna go off Chick-fil-A. I don't need a Popeye. So like a chicken sandwich and fries, right? Like that's what I would expect it to come with, the whatever side. So the chicken sandwich meal, a Coke, which is what you asked for, and then I'd order a biscuit. So I'd have, I guess, three separate things. I'd have the meal, I'd have the Coke, if those aren't combined, and then I'd have like a biscuit on the side.
Okay. And now you know me. And I mean, you know, I have to have a potato with just about every meal, whether it's a chip, fry, mash, bake, whatever.
Yeah.
I got to have something like that.
You're a potato guy.
My wife brings me back Popeye's chicken sandwich, a biscuit, and a drink. No fries. She thought, I was like, in what world? We're going on 5 years of marriage, 10 years of being together. What world would I want a biscuit over French fries when I'm already getting a chicken sandwich with a bunch of bread on it? And so she legit told me, she's like, that's a meal. She's like, you substitute. I never use the word substitute. And I even spaced it out in the text message to read chicken sandwich meal, Coke with a biscuit. That way there was no like, oh, chicken sandwich meal. With the biscuit. Like that way there's no confusion there, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm trying to figure out from the listeners and from you is like, how would you take that order? Would you come back with no fries or would you come back with fries?
So you said it two different ways, and I think if you go back and listen to it, you'll catch on. The first way you said it, I would have come with the three separate things. So the chicken biscuit, the fries as the meal, the Coke, and the biscuit. When you said it the second time, you said a chicken sandwich meal with a biscuit and a Coke. With a biscuit would have made me substitute the fries for the biscuit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I made sure when I worded it, I said it the first way. I said, like I was saying, I
Okay.
made sure I did not say it that second way
Okay.
because I knew that's how it would have been read.
Because, yeah, have you said it the
But
second
the
way?
first way is how it was read for the like.
Got it. Yep,
That's what I
yep,
was saying.
yep.
It's like,
No.
when I typed it out, I knew how to word it the first way because I had fear of that second way coming back my play.
No, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes
No.
sense. If you'd word it the second way, like, I'd be on your wife's side, but we all know that's not the truth.
No. Yeah. So.
Yikes! Just kidding. She's gonna shoot me for that one.
Actually did some cleanup tonight of your
Oh.
mess you left on my back porch.
I didn't leave any mess. Those are the children, the chitlins.
Spraying it all down, the daughter's outside, and she's like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "I'm cleaning up the mess you, blank, and Uncle Austin made." And she's like, "Why?" I was like, "I don't know. You guys decided to chalk up the patio." So I'm spraying it. She asked me, "Why did Uncle Austin do it?" I was like, "To play with you. He's a good guy, right?" Immediately says, "No." I said, "What do you
That
mean?"
doesn't
She goes,
surprise
"He's
me.
a bad guy.
That doesn't surprise me.
You're a bad guy."
She's never been the biggest fan of me. And I want you to know she's tainting your youngest's mind because your youngest doesn't smile at me either.
Yeah, he does not like you.
She's tainting his mind of it because I mean, here's the thing. Oh, that's it. Before I say my next line, I'm just the best uncle. Let me just pause there. So. With that, with being the best uncle ever, I played a prank, and I wish we would have been recording live when I actually did this because this was the funniest thing, at least in my opinion. So my wife and I went to Goodwill one day, and we were shopping for me to get some jorts. So I was going to buy a
Okay.
pair of jeans that fit, cut them into jorts so I could have it ready to go. But while we were shopping, I saw a shirt that said "Best Uncle Ever" for
Yes.
$1.99. And
Okay.
I was like, you know what? I told my wife, I said, look, I'm going to play a prank. I'm going to buy it for myself. I'm going to call Margo that same day and I'm going to say, hey, thanks for the shirt. Right? Like, I think it's going to be so funny. And so I got home, FaceTimed you guys answered, and I was like, hey, Chris, thanks so much for the package. And your face, I wished we would have had your face. Was so confused as to like why on earth did we send this man a package?
Legit thought we did. I was like, what were we sending? Why did we send it? What is going on right now? I was beyond confused with it.
And I pulled out the shirt and you died.
I was laughing so hard.
You died. Like it was so funny that I have this shirt that I bought myself just to be
And
transparent.
you even wore it this weekend.
And I wore it, yeah, distinctly. And I even thanked your daughter specifically for it, who looked clueless when I thanked her for it. Which, I mean, rightfully so. They're two, right? They don't know any better. But I thought that was so funny. I thought that was one of the greatest things that we did, that I did over the course of this gap, this break.
That was. I'm still like I still think that day I was like so confused. Like, what would we have sent him and why? I'm like looking at my wife, like, what, like, was I in on this? Was this something that you guys did? I had no idea what was going on, so I was just in complete shock.
Yeah, it was a wild time. It was a wild time. It was fun. It was last time we were talking, we were counting down to football.
And
Now
we are
football's
now
here.
in the thick of it.
Now football's here. Football and playoff baseball. This is what we call the best time of the year.
The Stros made it. Our fantasy teams are not doing too hot. Well, one of them's doing good, the other not so much.
That's okay.
But yeah, that man, dude, it feels like it's been forever.
As my child says, that happens sometimes.
He does.
You know, that happens sometimes. You know, when he does something that he thinks is an accident, he's like, that happens sometimes. I'm like, oh, really? You punched your brother and that happens sometimes? It just happens?
See, we get. I wanted to.
Like, oh, great. You
It's
know?
like I did this. Like, why'd you do that? I wanted to. I'm like, that's not an answer.
Like, that's cool. I have overcome my fear of Caesar salad. So I'm back on the Caesar salad train. I know when we talked last, I was all against it.
You did okay. You weren't off of it very long, were you?
No, it was that day. It was like a
And
shock
then
thing.
kind of over it.
And then I kind of moved past it
Okay.
after a little bit of tears. You know, I did move past it, which was nice.
Yeah.
Trying to think what other crazy, I mean, there's got to be ample of things that I'm
Oh,
just not
there's so
thinking
much
of.
happening. Just I'm trying to rack my brain on what's gone on.
Yeah. Also, we're not sponsored by these people, but I'm gonna call them out. It's not even a shout out. It's more of a negative thing. I
Oh.
traveled. I have a Funko Pop store. I have one Funko Pop store in this world.
Oh.
I am a religious shopper at. Every time I come to Houston, no matter what, I
You're
am
there.
stopping at Nerd Boulevard at least once, if not multiple times, right? Bringing the fam bam to look at it all, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I travel down there for your child's first birthday party, right? And of course, I build it into our schedule. We're going to be at Nerd Boulevard. Okay. And we come down on Thursday, a little early, spend a little extra time with you guys. So we pull in on Thursday, and I get a notification that they've posted a new photo. I'm like, oh, they got some new inventory. I can't wait to go look. Like, I was already eyeing. There was one of the Dwights with the princess unicorn. I was like,
No.
I'm a buyer. I'm gonna buy her. I don't know that I have her. That's him with his own bobblehead. I don't know that I have that one. So I was like, I'm gonna buy that Dwight. Like, I am going to do it. And I look at this post and it says, hey, we're closed for the next 3 days.
All the days you're here.
All the days I'm there. And nothing came from that. So I went to this other janky store in the outlet mall that
Yeah.
was Bubkiss. Had
Yeah,
nothing.
that
They
one's
had
pretty mid.
like they had stained pops. They, you know, were overselling on some of theirs. I'm just
Big
like,
time.
what? Like, I didn't feel like they had. The lady asked me about 100 times. I was there for 5 minutes. She asked me about a
You
hundred times.
were her only customers, and she asked constantly, "You guys doing all right? You looking for
Like,
anything? You guys do?" I don't know if it's because we had two kids in that store, and she was like, just wanted us out. I don't know, but it was like she would not stop asking us how we were doing.
and you know, I would have bought had they had good things, but they had nothing. Their office collection was so poor. You know, I almost bought a Dementor until I looked at the bottom of the box and realized that it looked like someone pooped and smeared it all in it, which was rough. So, no pops for me this weekend. But yeah, Nerd Boulevard, I'm disappointed. They need to know my schedule of coming down, and I can submit a year in advance.
Just don't get why the whole store is shut down when they're doing a show
Like a trade
somewhere.
show.
And
Yeah.
you at least have five or six employees. I've seen six different people working there.
I'm like, you guys couldn't have one person here?
No, they don't get that busy, trust
So
me.
I could come shop?
That's insane. You should have sent them a DM like, yo, I'm in town. I gotta get something. Please have somebody open the doors tonight.
Yeah, you know, like I'll come after hours, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, you ain't gotta turn no lights on.
No.
I'll pay cash.
Cash money, bro.
You know, I mean, they're chill. They're willing to make deals with you. They are good dudes.
Yeah.
They are good dudes.
Oh, another thing we went through. Actually, two things we went through
Oh.
since the last potty. When was your son born? April, right?
April.
Yeah. So we had the May storms, which were the tornadoes,
Oh yeah.
where in our area, a tornado went through. We were at our house out of power for 4 days.
Yeah.
And then we had Hurricane Beryl in June. Thankfully, we didn't lose any power, but dude, like being in this house, we just hit our first year in February, so a year and a half or so in. Two hurricane storm things, pretty crazy to the homeowner. Pretty
Yeah.
crazy, terrifying time.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the
Kind
first
of a
storm, we
wild
lost
time.
all of our food, had to throw it all out. Second time, all the damage we had was fence broke, I guess you'd say, like the right corner dislocated, broke itself off. So me, my homeboy, put it back together a couple weeks ago, just doing dude stuff.
Just doing dude stuff, and you supervised.
No, I was involved. I used his circular saw and cut the wood. I screwed
Nice.
in my half of the stuff. He did his stuff. I mean, it was teamwork.
Real teamwork.
And then another homeowner thing I did, I got on the roof of my house, cleaned out my dryer vent with the same friend. I mean, it's just, I'm a handyman. It's
Why
insane.
do you need two people to clean out a dryer vent?
Well, so it's on the roof. And you don't want to keep getting up and down. So I had this tool that my dad has. It's like basically this really like a wire or this metal thing that you run down it, and then something at the other end, unless you want to run down there, will put a towel on it, let you know, and you pull it back up.
Oh, okay.
And so that's what it's for. I didn't want to keep getting up and down on the roof.
Okay. Huh.
So I just had him down there to make sure that he could get it out of the end down here by the dryer and put a towel on it, and then I bring it back up.
Interesting.
And then also you need somebody to hold the ladder so you don't fall off.
You don't need anyone to hold the ladder. This is 2024. Ladders hold themselves.
Yeah, no, not no. You need always have somebody holding your ladder. Always.
Okay, so clean that. I don't think I've ever done that. I don't know that I'll ever do that.
You're bound to. You got to. It's a fire hazard.
That's only if you let lint in there. I don't let lint up there.
What do you mean?
I
You
don't let lint in my dryer vent.
Don't you can you don't just say, hey, yeah, no lint this weekend. It
Yeah,
just
well,
it
isn't
gets
that
in
the
there.
point?
What?
Isn't that the point of a like lint catcher in your dryer?
No, it doesn't catch all of it.
Oh.
I mean, it catches up, but there's still like there's and then over years of other people before you who lived there that did it. And so, I mean, it builds up after time.
Every year is probably
I
when I
mean,
need to clean it then.
there's like people who professionally do this.
Yeah, most of them are scams though.
Oh, 100%. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I was able to do it. You're only one of these dudes. You know what I'm saying?
With the help of someone
Yeah. But I mean,
adding a towel.
good. We're like a dynamic duo team. I'm actually trying to convince my parents to let him and I do redo their fence.
For money?
Yeah, you think him and I do stuff for free?
Well, I assume you don't pay him.
I mean, we do in goods of desserts and food and pumpkin cream sodas.
Oh, gross. Yeah, okay. I want to hear more about your pumpkin cream sodas, and then I have a follow-up question.
So I would go to HEB yesterday, and I was going to get a case of just, I love their real cane sugar sodas.
Who
I was going to get the
doesn't?
Dr. Pepper because I'm feeling it. And I look one shelf up, and there's a pumpkin cream, all natural sugar soda. I was like, dude, that's the one.
That
So I
sounds
grabbed it,
disgusting.
got him. I love pumpkin flavored things, pie,
Okay.
muffins, pumpkin cream cold brew from Starbucks, pumpkin
Oh,
spice
here we go.
lattes, like, all of it, dude. All of the pumpkin stuff. Pumpkin granola, bro.
That's gross.
Pumpkin scented candles from Bath and Body Works. I mean, who doesn't love a pumpkin cupcake? You know what I'm saying? But I try this soda and it. Here's the thing. It's not bad. It's not like disgusting, but it's not as good as I was hoping for. Honestly, it's like, think of just Sprite or
Okay.
ginger ale, just a carbonated drink and just pour a bunch of pumpkin spice in it. That's what this tastes like. Like I was like, if it was a little creamier, it tastes like, imagine cream soda with like a hint of pumpkin, bro. That would be yummy. They did not do that. They missed their mark.
Fair.
So I'm at the point now I'm like trying to get rid of it because I got 12. I got cans of this bad boy.
Didn't even go buy a singular?
They didn't have
Oh.
any. And when you put something limited time on that box, you best believe, in my mind, limited time means if I walk out of the store, I'll never see it in my life again. So I've already drank two cans. I gave one away to somebody at work, and then my homeboy that always helps me with my project, I brought him two cans.
Only half a case to go.
I know, dude. So I'm just like trying to truck through it. Just again, it's not terrible. It's so disappointing to what I thought it was going to be. I just
Sure.
don't even know what to think about it.
Sure.
So
Wow.
that was my newest exploration. It's not fun.
Okay, it sounds disgusting. I'm sorry you're going through that.
Thank you. Thank you.
My other question is, I'm pretty sure you joined something else during this hiatus. You have your hands in everybody's pot. You're in
Uh-oh.
a movie club.
Yes, I did join a movie club.
So
I'm a
tell us about the
proud
movie club.
founding father of a movie club.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Yeah, so me and a not a listener, unfortunately,
Not a listener at all.
she apparently has better things to do. I think you guys have met, I think, my sister. Oh yeah, she's your wife, that's right. We've decided to start a movie club. How this came about is actually the coolest thing in the world. It was, I don't remember when. I honestly don't remember when, but she texted me like, "Oh, I'm watching a new movie. You should check it out." They put it on Netflix. I was like, "What movie?" Because that same night I was watching a new movie on Netflix, rom-com, like guarantee you, my sister would love this. And she said, "Anyone but you." And I immediately took a picture of my TV and sent it to her. I'm like, "Bro, we're watching the same movie at the same time. We're basically in a club." And since
Oh, dude.
then, we have watched anywhere from one to two movies a week. And honestly, I think there's been maybe 2 weeks, and it's been going on for 5 or 6 months now, a 1 to 2 week period where we didn't watch a movie, but we like catch up the next week. And so we've just been flying through movies. We watch them, and what we do is you watch it, tell the other person when you're done. You kind of send some thoughts in the text, but you don't give away too much so they can finish it. And then we call and talk about it for about an hour.
Yeah, ridiculous.
It's been extraordinary. It's been so much fun. This week's movie is Inside Out 2, if anybody wants to take a gander at it. It's a blast.
Inside Out 2, that's a top-notch one.
Yeah. So it's been fun. It's kept me watching movies, keeps me going.
All right, yeah. What's been your favorite movie you've watched in this club?
Of the movie club, that's actually a great question.
I was gonna say, I want to ask your favorite and your least, so you could prepare for both.
I can do both of those. So this is me kind of going through my list right now. Name off a few that we've seen. Mean Girls, the musical. Okay, so my favorite was The Fall Guy. Ryan Gosling, Emily
Okay.
Blunt. That was my favorite. My
You're big
least favorite,
Ryan Gosling guy,
Ryan
though.
Guy is my guy, dude. My least favorite, 1000%. I'm not even halfway up this list of what we've watched this year, but I know it's going to be this movie. It is. All right, hang on. Let me just go make sure before I.
Fully commit.
Yes, before I fully commit, because that there's been two bad ones.
The one that I know you're watching, and I don't know all the movies you guys watch, but I feel like Iron Claw is what you're gonna say.
Oh, I loved Iron Claw.
Really? Okay.
That's actually one of my like top movies of last year.
Huh.
So, no, yeah. So mine is going to be French Girl, Zach Braff, Vanessa Hudgens, complete garbage.
Wait, Zach who?
Zach Braff from Scrubs, JD,
Okay.
and then Vanessa Hudgens, Gabrielle from High School Musical.
Yeah, I know, but there's Hudgens.
Her Baggio, dude, absolute trash movie.
Really?
Oh my gosh, dude, I hated it. The story made zero sense. The acting was pitiful. And then Vanessa Hudgens randomly breaks out in a song in one scene. It's like my skin crawled for her. I can only imagine how embarrassed she was doing that scene. I was so uncomfortable laying on my couch in my little blankie.
But so it's basically any USA hour-long TV show, they randomly break into musical.
This
Psych.
wasn't even a musical. She literally like sang
Neither is
one.
Psych.
Huh?
Psych's not a musical.
No, but they have musical episodes, and I'm all for that. I'm I'm a huge musical guy. Love me a musical. Love when television shows do musicals. Scrubs did one. Psych did one. Like, I wish like Breaking Bad had a musical episode, dude. Like,
That's
I
disgusting. Take
like
that back.
Joker 2. I'm so excited to see it because it's a musical. Like, love me some musicals. This wasn't even like a musical, like where she had like a musical number. It was literally the scene is they're at a funeral and she just like starts singing part of a song.
Interesting. Well, it had
It
meaning.
was supposed to be uncomfortable, but dude, I was thinking I was a little more uncomfortable than I should have been.
Fair. Fair. Okay, one, I want to go back and pause. Joker 2 is supposed to be a musical
Yeah.
with Joaquin Phoenix?
Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga.
Really? I didn't know it was supposed to be a musical.
Which like the first one has like hints of a musical. I don't know if you've seen it. Like there's a couple musical numbers and like there's that whole stair scene where he, I mean, he doesn't
Yeah,
sing but
this.
he dances the whole time.
Yeah.
So like people are freaking out about how like, oh my gosh, I had no idea. They came out before the movie was like done recording and production. Like this is a musical. Like don't
Huh.
freak out when you go to the theaters and be like, we didn't tell you. We warning you. This is a musical.
Interesting.
So I'm like, and it's gonna be like a dark, weird musical. I'm all for that, dude. I love musicals.
That's why I didn't watch the first one. It was a little dark for me.
And so like it's like a dark, depressing thing. This it's not like, I mean, even like The Dark Knight was pretty dark. This is like darker.
Yeah. Like I said, I didn't even make it to the stairs scene, I don't think, in the Joker, the first one. I tried to watch it. It was hard. I'm not more into, one, I'm not really into the movies right now. Not into TV shows either. I'm taking a hiatus from the old TV shows. So,
Because you're a book
because yeah, clearly a book
guy.
reader. So just trying to figure out what's going on. But yeah, definitely not for the books, or I mean, definitely
No.
not for the movies. So, yeah, we talked about watching Inside Out 2 this weekend with the movie club. We were invited, but you bowed me out of that one.
I mean, you, well, none of you, my wife and your wife can't stay up late.
Yeah.
9:30, and you're all like, is it bedtime yet? Like, is it too early to go to bed?
That's typically how I function, yes.
So, you guys lame.
I'm not a nighty whitey tidy. I'm not a nighttime person.
I know you guys, as soon as we start the movie, all three of you are gonna be sleeping and snoring. I'm not gonna be able to hear a thing.
Yeah. So you just lay
So
there and go to bed.
I watched it last night. I enjoyed every second of it.
Of Inside Out 2?
Yeah, super good. Super cute movie. I don't know if it's better than the first one, but I don't think it matters. It was very good.
Did you know Phyllis Vance, whatever her real name is, Phyllis Smith, I think, voices Sadness?
I did not.
So Phyllis Vance of Vance Refrigeration
I never
voices
would have guessed that
Sadness.
because maybe now that I'm thinking about it, it kind of looks like I can picture it, but I would never have guessed that.
Yeah. So that's kind of interesting.
That is cool.
Yeah.
I know Maya Hawke, Ethan Hawke's daughter, is anxiety in this movie.
Okay.
There's like a good addition to it.
Okay.
So yeah, it's worth the watch. You guys need to watch it this. I know she's gonna watch it this week, but you can watch it with her this week if you got time.
Know, I have this thing called a life
Only
where
90 minutes.
I gotta read books.
Run and read, run and read. Why don't you
Run
just
up.
be a, why don't you be a smart guy? Audiobook, run.
You know, I
Ooh.
thought about that, but and we're not turning into a sports podcast here, but I prefer to listen to fantasy football
Football content.
during the
Okay.
run.
Question.
You don't have to raise your hand, no one could see the camera.
I didn't want to interrupt you. I wanted you to like be like, hey, finish your sentence, hurry up. I got a question. Audiobooks.
Yeah.
So say you're a reader, right? And you're like, oh, I read like 80 books this year. I read 100 books this year. Do audiobooks count in that? What do you think?
Well, so here's the thing. I think if you're determining the word read, if you're defining the word read, you didn't read 80 books that year. If you listen to them all via audiobook, you completed 80 books. I think that
Okay.
there's a different way of putting it. I think reading books and finishing books are different.
Okay. Now, with this like church thing, they're like, hey, you need to read this book. And there's also, they don't tell you this, but there's an audiobook version of it. Does that count?
So for me, I would say how I would do it if I knew there was an audiobook, I would listen to it because I'm an auditory learner. So I learn just by listening to it. And then I would go through and read it just to read it.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Like, I don't necessarily, like, I can't necessarily get to the end of a chapter and tell you what I just read in that chapter.
Yeah.
You play it for me via audiobook, I could probably tell you word for word
Pretty
what the
much.
gist of it is.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's why I'm saying, like, I've read this, it's taken me so long, but I'm like, I can tell you like four things that have taken place in this
Just
book.
do the audiobook of it, dude. Just do the audiobook.
You know? But then you gotta come up with like questions and stuff. So I wanna make sure I'm active in it as I'm going through it.
Okay. Now, last one. Does the movie count as what reading the book?
Does a movie count as reading the book? No.
Okay. Harry Potter's 1 through 8. Did I read all 7 books? What did I say?
Have you?
No.
If you've watched the movies, no, you've watched the movies. I read through all of them. I
Have
did.
you?
You can ask my parents. We used to have to do a reading thing in public school where like you had to read for 30 minutes a day and your parents had to sign off on it. And so at the end of the week you had to have X amount of hours or
You
whatever.
you're acting like I didn't do the homeschool version of driver's ed, and it says you have to have like 5,000 hours of driving with a parent. I maybe had 6, and my parents signed off that I had 5,000.
Yeah, that's why you're a terrible
So
driver.
you're acting like the parents are like actually gonna be like, "Yep, did you read 30 minutes? Let me watch you read." They're just gonna
So,
sign off, get you out of their hair.
yeah, I read those books. Like I said, I couldn't tell you the detail. Like you go back and you watch these reels or see these things and it's like, "Oh, the level of detail in the books, they missed this." I'm like, couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I think those
Movies were
people,
phenomenal.
I think those are people who read the books like every year. Like they
Fair.
read those 7 books every single year.
Fair. Like I know over the course of my marriage, I couldn't tell you when, I read whatever the first book or I audiobooked the first book of Game of Thrones. So
Oh.
that's season one of Game of Thrones.
Okay.
And so that was really good. Like I did feel like it actually had a lot more detail in it. And so what I did is I r listened to it via audiobook and then I watched it.
Oh, okay.
And that's when I started my second rewatch of Game of Thrones, and I never fit, like continued with books to seasons, but
Yeah.
it was really good, and the detail definitely outweighed what is shown in the show
Yeah.
because everybody hypes up that that's the best comparison is the first book of Game of Thrones to the season, and then it gets off kilter from there.
Now,
So.
I am on board with if you read the book or audiobook it, you've read the book. But I
Okay.
do not feel like if you've watched the movie, you've read the book.
Yeah, no, you can't say that. You can't say
No.
that.
Yeah, I'm just playing devil's advocate here, man. I was just trying to see what your thoughts were.
Yeah, and then we have to we're into the fall season.
As
Getting
we talked about pumpkin, thank you. Thanks for finally catching up.
Getting into Christmas time. We all
100%.
know Christmas time means a Harry Potter watch through.
100%.
I got 8 movies coming up.
When are we
I
doing it?
got to. Are we doing it? I
Okay.
watch movies significantly slower than you.
You do.
I watch at your wife's speed. It takes me 6 months to finish. So I got to start now so I can finish 8 by the end of the year.
No, my goal is. I got a bunch of horror movies I want to watch here this month, but I'm doing all my normal watch through every year of Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter's before the end of the year. I'm
Yeah.
starting late. Normally I do Lord of the Rings earlier in the year, but I'm about to run through all those.
Yeah, I'm gonna try Lord of the Rings, I've decided, because I know you've been hyping it up. I'm gonna give it a shot.
Dude, so one of my coworkers, the one you know, he hates medieval stuff. Like he hates Game of Thrones. But I convinced him and his wife were like, dude, you gotta watch Lord of the Rings. Like, you have to. He loves it. He's
Yeah.
doing the extended cuts, which again, I recommend. They're 3 hours a movie, which is 9 hours total, but you watched one season of Game of Thrones, so you just break these movies up in that time period of how you would watch the shows, just as good.
Yeah. No,
And
I plan on watching those.
dude, you'll love them.
Don't know when. Like I said, I want to do my yearly watch through of Harry Potter. So
Yeah.
absolutely love that series, and we're getting into that time where nostalgia sits in for me.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So, but I got big things coming up.
Oh, do
You know, from a TV show perspective, Outer Banks season 4. Gotta check up on my pogues.
Your pogue, dude. When y'all used to say that when like season one came out, I wanted to puke everywhere, dude.
You're just mad. The show has success.
No, I'm not mad that the show had success. Good for them. Good on them. But the fact that like you, my wife, waste your time, the time that you guys find so precious to watch TV, and you waste it on that garbage, dude. There's so many better things out there to use the little bit of time you give to these things. So much better time to use it on.
Probably not false.
But you fall in line with all the other basic people in the world.
Amen. Amen. You're lucky. You know, normally I start from the beginning of season one and work my way through to have to see the new season in chronological order. Not this time.
Thank goodness.
That's too much time commitment. Those were back in the solo days.
No kid days, man.
No kid, easier job, wasn't actually working 7 hours a day at work.
Didn't want to watch video games be played by other people.
Well, no, I don't do that.
You don't watch Switch anymore?
No, not really. I honestly
Really?
don't have much going on the iPad when I'm working
Oh,
anymore.
wow.
I had
Wow.
the Astros game on today for the first time in a long time.
So you're the reason we lost. Thank you.
I had my jersey on, so I had my
Ooh.
playoff jersey on. So guess what tomorrow is? Look,
No jersey.
I will point down my camera and you can see my jersey right there.
Third away.
Because I was not having that.
You can't wear it the next two games.
I literally took it off in the ninth inning and we scored a run and had the bases loaded.
Yeah, so you can't wear it. Hey, that's fine. We just know it's not a wild card jersey. You know what I
You know,
mean?
it's gonna sit right there until the end of the wild card series.
And then game one of the division series, you put it on because that's what we're gonna do.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not afraid of that.
I've already booked my flight to the World Series. I already
Oh,
got it.
here we go. Here we go. Here we go. You won't even leave your house to go downtown. You think you're gonna convince me you're going to the World Series?
No chance.
I don't even think if you got free tickets, you go.
No, you couldn't pay me. Like the stars would have to be perfectly aligned. Like I'd have to have a paid for driver take me to the front door. I'd have to have seats that I'm not touching nobody else.
Yeah.
Unlimited food that's free, and then you drive me home.
Yeah.
That's what I need.
Yeah. Which we all know is not happening.
No, it's not, no. And that's why I'm okay with watching it from home.
You know, much more comfortable that way.
I'm much more comfortable. Got a puppy by my side, nice bottle of water. It's the good life.
Constant refills could be good to go from that standpoint.
Exactly. Dude, I'm so glad we're back.
Oh, I'm thrilled. I'm glad to be back. We'll get back in the groove of these things.
No phone in my hand, but let's see if I remember. For Chris and Austin, we love you guys. And remember, you can't change the world unless we ramble. So keep on rambling.